Daily Life.
Imagine for a moment that you have a son or daughter aged 10 years old, and they're on a school bus heading to a field trip or coming back from a field trip. Your son or daughter has to go to the bathroom. And they let somebody know that they have to go to the bathroom, but, ooh, we can't take a break, and we've got to get back to the school. Look, just hold it, kid. But I've really got to go to the bathroom, they say. Well, here's a cup. Why don't you go stand up in the front of, or sit, or stand, or whatever, in the front little stairwell of the school bus, and you can just pee there. Here, we'll put up some coats to make sure that your classmates can't see you, because that'll stop them from making fun of you.
Yeah. And I just pulled up. I don't know exactly where the Wilmington Middle School is, where this field trip began.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know exactly where the Chicago Wolves play their hockey games, but doing a Google Maps search, typing in Wilmington Middle School, Illinois, and Chicago Wolves, it appears to be roughly an hour and a half drive. So,
yep.
You know, that's
a long time to hold.
That is a long time.
That's a long time for an adult to hold it, let alone a 10-year-old.
Yes.
And how would you feel if this was your child? Now, of course, hopefully you don't have your kids in government school in the first place, because you know that they, in a lot of cases, can be inhumane towards their wards. And you have probably seen horror story. If you've been listening to this show for a long time, you've heard horror story after horror story, zero tolerance, ridiculous behavior on the parts of teachers and administrators, other kids getting away with terrible abuse of their fellow school children. There are all kinds of reasons to not have your kids in government school, and this is just yet another one of them. But share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE, and that is toll-free. We'll, of course, take your calls about whatever's on your mind as well. That's why we call this show Free Talk Live, and with you in the studio, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
So, by the way, don't forget to visit freetalklive.com. That's actually where I originally saw this story. It's the top story right now, and it's thanks to jking8767 for submitting that story. You can actually submit whatever content you would like to our site, and then it'll appear on the upcoming stories page. It must receive a certain number of votes, and then at that point will be promoted to the front page of the site. So go and get interactive at freetalklive.com. Just to bring you up to speed, if you're just tuning in, Mom and Dad, in this case, Todd and Lisa Holmes, have filed an emotional distress lawsuit against the Wilmington School District because they forced their daughter to urinate in the front of the school bus, in the stairwell, while the bus was driving down the road. Now, a group of middle school boys and girls were on that bus coming back from the Wolves hockey game, as you mentioned, Daryl. And the girl had asked multiple times to stop the bus so she could use the restroom. The bus driver contacted a dispatcher and asked to stop, but was denied. Now, isn't that the most pathetic thing that someone could do? Oh, I'm sorry, little girl. My boss tells me that we can't stop for you. Come on, be a man and, just help the kid out.
Yeah.
Stop the bus, pull over. How hard is this? I mean, is it really that big of a deal if you stop the bus for 10 minutes? 5 minutes?
Well, if we have to stop the bus 5 minutes for this little girl, then we have to stop the bus 5 minutes for everybody, and it's going to take us 27 hours to get home.
The bus later pulled over so the girl could throw the contents out of the cup. So apparently it was okay to stop for, however long it took them to stop, then open the doors and eliminate the urine from the cup, but to stop for an extra 2 minutes or however long it would have taken to actually go and use a proper restroom or even at least pee on the side of the road, at least that wouldn't have been as dangerous as doing it while on, driving in the front stairwell. The lawsuit claims the girl, who's named only Jane Doe, was humiliated and suffered extreme emotional distress from the incident. The Wilmington School District has not been served with the suit and declined to comment because the matter involves a child. They have contacted their insurance company, according to a spokesperson. They're very serious, according to the parents' attorney, about having the school district and bus company face up to their responsibilities. When parents entrust their children to the school, this type of conduct is unimaginable. The Southern Will County Cooperative for Special Education and one of its employees are also named as defendants because they were part of a trip, but the girl is not a special needs student. Two Wilmington Middle School teachers were aboard the bus. They're also being schooled as is the Illinois Central School Bus, its bus driver, and the radio bus dispatcher. The bus company and the Special Education Cooperative also did not return messages seeking comment. The suit claims that three counts of emotional distress and seeks more than $150,000 in damages. And, of course, if they are actually given damages, that money is probably not going to come out of the company. It's probably going to come from the
government.
And are they using a private company? That's confusing to me, because in most places that I've ever lived, it's the government that operates the school bus system.
Yeah, I think that's generally how it is in most places, although they do, for certain circumstances, contract things out.
Like, I've seen around here, they have what appear to be private vans, minivans, that have school bus on the top of them, and they appear to be contractors. So I'm not sure what that relationship is, but in a larger place, you know, most mid to larger cities, I'm pretty sure the school buses are operated by the state. And, of course, the state does tend to have a lot of immunities that it likes to grant itself, as you discovered in your recent lawsuit against the state, Daryl. Yes. Do you recall any of the names of those immunities? Because there was like four or five of them, right?
There were three different immunities that they claimed for themselves. Sovereign immunity mm-hmm. was not one of them.
Okay.
There was
qualified immunity.
Qualified immunity, I think judicial immunity, mm-hmm. and something
else.
But basically, it's all of these things where they appeal to their own authority of, well, we have written such and so, which means that we don't have to this and that. And,
yep.
You know, that's one of the things that I brought up during the hearing on the motion to dismiss was, you know, they've given themselves all of these immunities where they appeal to their own authority. And
right. We wrote it down on a piece of paper, so we're immune.
Yeah. Doesn't matter.
So you're welcome to share your thoughts. Maybe you're a parent and you can envision yourself in this situation. Or maybe you were in a similar situation. I don't remember a whole lot of stories from when I was in elementary school, but I do remember the one where a little girl in second grade was forced to urinate in her chair because the teacher wouldn't allow her to go to the bathroom. I think it was probably during a test or something like that, you know. And, of course, yeah. Kids are known for cheating in the restroom, leave some notes, let someone else pick up the notes, and or two kids go to the restroom at the same time so they can share answers.
Are second graders able to figure out the ways to cheat on tests like that?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. I honestly don't remember what second grade was like.
I don't remember much about it.
Other than watching the space shuttle blow up.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I don't remember much about it, but I do remember, you know, knowing enough to know that we were being suspected of cheating for leaving the class. And that was a horrifying experience. It was horrifying to watch it happen, and I can't imagine what it was like to be sitting in that chair as you're urinating all over yourself and sitting in a pool of your own urine in front of all of your classmates. So I know this is not an uncommon story, you know, the story of I'm in a government school and I've been forced to, you know, pee myself because some teacher didn't trust me to do the right thing.
Yeah.
There's not a shortage of these stories. We've read them before on the air, and maybe you want to share your story with us at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Daryl, you've got a story out of Texas.
Yes.
About stripper licensing.
Yes.
Because, what?
Okay, the story gets really interesting, and the really interesting part of the story actually comes later in this article.
Okay.
So I want to just tell you why this lawmaker is proposing this thing.
Okay, so it's not a done deal. This is a proposed
bill. It's a proposal, and he has proposed this previously, and it's not done anything. Let me real quick find where it says here in the article.
Do they get to put their dancers' names on the license, or do they have to put their real name on there?
Well, it says many of the details about the license would be left up to the Texas Department of State's Health and Human Services. But this guy, he is basically a Puritan.
Oh, boy.
And at one time in Arlington opposed the building of a Hooters.
Let's get into it. 855-450-FREE. Oh, the Puritans. 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves. Share with us your thoughts about whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Vibe.
In year 2523, there are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. Quantum Vibe. There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features. And corporate villains crave the opportunity to steal a profit from mother's ingenuity. A scientific genius and a clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive? From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought, to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy. Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live 855-450-FREE. Whether you want to talk about a horrifying school situation wherein maybe you were involved or your child was involved, we just finished telling you the story about a young lady, 10 years old, forced to urinate on the school bus as they were coming back from a field trip, And I don't think covering her with a coat and forcing her to do it in the front stairwell of the school bus was good enough. That's just, I find that unacceptable.
Yeah.
And you're welcome to tell your story, 855-450-FREE, or maybe your thoughts on that situation. Who in the world would have supported the bus driver? The bus driver pawned off his responsibility on the dispatcher. He claimed that, well, I called my dispatcher and they said, I'm sorry, I can't stop the bus. And can you imagine if he had actually, he or she, I'm not sure, but if the bus driver had actually stopped the bus, done the right thing, let the little girl off and whoever else needed to go at that time, she
probably,
you were
fired.
Right. If that person had been fired at that point, they would have a really good case for themselves.
A very good case.
Yeah, but people, you know, they can sometimes be kind of cowardly. Hey, by the way, if you've got a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. SACL CAI, you can see their banner right at the top of the freetalklive.com banner column. Head on over to SACL CAI. All right, 855-450-FREE, that's the toll-free number. Licensing for strippers, we just barely touched on that subject before we went away to the break there. It's being proposed by what you described as a Puritan in Texas.
Yes. This article comes from the Star-Telegram, which I am not sure. I'm guessing it's from the Dallas-Fort Worth Metro, since this lawmaker, or so-called lawmaker, is from Arlington.
Mm-hmm.
And I do not know what just happened to this article.
I've got it here, star-telegram.com. Dancers at strip clubs in Texas soon might have to add something to their attire, a state license to do their job. State Representative Bill Zedler from Arlington, a Republican, has filed a bill to require employees at sexually oriented businesses to get a license. I presume that also includes porn shops and adult fun stores.
That's
like
what
that.
I'm thinking, because there are a lot of porn shops in Texas.
Would imagine there's plenty of porn stores everywhere. But
well, I used to live in San Antonio, and there were a lot that were advertised as adult megastore,
right.
Adult superstore.
Mm-hmm.
So. And they're very large buildings. Like, it's literally
advertised
a warehouse.
On the interstate, big signage, things like that.
All right, and I've got the article pulled back up here.
You want to go on?
Yes.
All right.
The conservative lawmaker says he hopes the measure, if it passes, might encourage women to find another line of work.
Like what? What, flipping burgers or something like that? I mean, you can make good money doing these jobs, but that's not what it's about for him.
Yeah. And he says they won't want to get a license as a stripper from the state of Texas.
Mm, meaning he's going to make it really difficult.
I think it would keep a lot of girls from getting involved in that lifestyle and basically wrecking their lives.
Really? Well, what part of being a stripper wrecks someone's life? Now, I have known strippers in the past. I haven't known them well, but I've known some strippers, and I've known them enough to get them, you know, to talk to me about their stories and, you know, kind of an experience of what it's like to work in those clubs. And yeah, strip clubs kind of have a reputation for being fronts for drugs, for instance, because if you're running cocaine, you might want to have a cash business to launder some money. They've got a reputation for that, and there's a reputation for that for a reason.
Yes.
There was rumor at down in Sarasota, Florida, where I'm from originally, there's a place, I probably shouldn't name names, but there's a place in downtown Sarasota, which I don't even know if it's still open, but that they were allegedly paying their girls in heroin, some of them.
Oh, nice.
So, you know, I think that there's some reason for some of those rumors, because a lot of them are true, but that doesn't mean that everyone there is a dope fiend. That doesn't mean that every girl is getting paid with that. It doesn't mean that every girl who goes into stripping is going to become drug addicted. But is this just about drugs?
There's also the fear that girls will become prostitutes.
Hmm. I don't know how prevalent that is. Now, that would be a good question for a girl who's in the business to really kind of give us the inside scoop. Obviously, it does happen, you know, but it's generally, I think it's generally frowned upon by, yeah. It's certainly frowned upon by the clubs, as I understand it, in a lot of cases. Although, again, they could be a front for prostitution, too. So you never know, you know, who the management is.
I've got a good friend who used to be an escort, and I don't think she ever was a stripper.
Right, so being a stripper isn't necessarily the first step to prostitution. You can just jump right to prostitution if you'd like. Yeah. In fact, some of the reason why, you know, you would want to be a stripper is because you can make buku bucks without actually having to have sex.
Yes. So the article goes on. The state rep, Zedler, says this will force everyone to clean up their act. Overall, it will be a benefit to everyone concerned.
Mm.
Zedler's bill, which also requires getting licenses at sexually oriented business, take a class about human trafficking. It appears to be the first proposal addressing sexually oriented businesses that has been filed for the 83rd legislative session, which began today. But it's similar to past proposals filed in Texas and other states, such as New York. Texas lawmakers have passed sexually oriented business legislation throughout the years, such as the 2007 poll tax. Yes, poll, P-O-L-E. A state-required $5 fee to get into a strip club geared to raise money for sexual assault prevention programs and a health care for uninsured Texans. After being tied up in court for years, the Texas Supreme Court in 2011 said the tax could be levied, and the U.S. Supreme Court last year declined to weigh in on the case.
So in order to go into any strip club in Texas, you've got to pay a $5 fee. So even if they wanted to have an open door and just let anybody come in without a cover, there's a $5 tax on anyone walking in.
Yes. So they could very easily apply that to the first drink that you purchase and mandate two-drink minimum. You come in, two-drink minimum.
Yeah.
And apply $2.50 extra to each drink, but free cover. Although there could be some sort of regulation of you're not allowed to do, you know, no cover night.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. The article continues. It says, but some say Zedler may have a hard time moving this bill through the Texas legislature this session because of other looming priorities. It may be overshadowed by other big conservative issues like school vouchers, education funding, and Medicaid, said Alan Sachs, an associate political science professor at the University of Texas in Arlington. However, it has been announced by some Republican leaders that this session will be very conservative. So this may be one side issue that they may be willing to bring up and consider.
We'll find out more about this. You said it gets really juicy a little bit later, so we'll get to that here in a bit. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You may take control, and this is Free Talk Live. Have you ever been a stripper? Tell us the inside scoop.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target.
At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans. And it's perfect if you're traveling or away from home. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze-Dry Guy.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Strip clubs are on the table for discussion at the moment, but you can bring up anything that you'd like. Maybe you've worked in a strip club. Maybe you've been a stripper or manager or DJ or something like that there, and you can share your experience with us. Just because we're talking about one particular issue around them doesn't mean we can't talk about them in general. 855-450-FREE. Or you can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything you want. We'll continue the story about the proposal for licensing strippers in Texas in a moment, but also want to tell you about the Free State Project. Your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime is to get together with others who think like you. And this isn't just a concept. This is proof of concept. We're here. Daryl, you and I did not know each other prior to the Free State Project's existence,
yes.
But now we do, and I'm so grateful for it because you are a great activist, and you,
thank you.
You are constantly at it. You're constantly working on one project or another, and to have more people like you come here and other activists. We've got over 1,000 people here now. Over 13,000 have signed the pledge, the statement of intent, to make the move to New Hampshire once the number reaches 20,000. But many, like you and I, have moved here early, and I think the sooner we can get more people here, the better. The first 1,000 have already had a tremendous impact here in New Hampshire, with one state legislator saying that Free Staters are the single greatest threat to the state, period. Now, that's a huge endorsement for the success of the Free State Project at this early, early stage. Imagine how much of a threat to the state we'll be when there are 2,000 of us, 4,000 of us, 8,000 of us here, 20,000 people? It's almost mind-boggling to imagine the level of impact and activist effectiveness that we can have. You want to have a little taste of what it's like? come to the Liberty Forum. It's happening February, and it's going to be your first time there, Daryl.
Yes.
I've been to every one of these things, and they are great. It's a great opportunity to come and spend a weekend with your future neighbors. There are going to be people at the Liberty Forum from all across New Hampshire who've already moved, like you and I, but also other people are going to be coming in from around the world who are looking at the Free State Project, or maybe they've already joined the Free State Project, but they haven't made the move yet. It's a great excuse to come up and meet people who are involved in this, people whose boots are on the ground, so to speak, and have a great time and socialize and go to great speeches and panel discussions and watch Free Talk Live. We'll be broadcasting live from the Liberty Forum as we do every single year. You can go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. You can get registered there. It's $209 for the full package that gets you 5 meals, 2 dinners, 2 lunches. I think the lunches are both buffet style. There's going to be maybe 1 buffet style dinner. There's a killer buffet breakfast that you'll have on Sunday morning. To get five hotel meals. I've looked into doing these conventions. These hotel meals are not cheap. So that you can fit if you could fit 5 meals into that for $200, it's incredible. $209 is a regular price, but if you use the Free Talk Live discount code, you'll save 10%. So go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. Use discount code FTL2013, FTL like Free Talk Live, FTL2013 to save the 10%. And by the way, that discount code works even if you're just going to get the $109 ticket, which doesn't include those meals. So if you want to go on the ultra cheap, go with a $109 ticket. You still get into the full event for the whole weekend. You just don't get to eat the meals. And you can, you know, go out to the pizza place or sandwich shop or wherever it is in town that you want to go and get some food. So I'm excited. I love the Liberty Forum. It's one of my favorite things to do all year long. And look forward to seeing you there. freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. Share with me a little bit more from this story, Daryl, especially the outrageous part of it. That's really what I want to hear. Some prudish legislator has proposed licensing strippers and making that licensing process very difficult in order to dissuade them.
And just to go back a little bit, part of the licensing process is taking basically a class on human trafficking. Mm-hmm. And the article picks up, it says the human trafficking angle of the bill likely could generate support, but that may not be enough, according to Mark Jones, a political science professor at Rice University in Houston. Especially, he said, because some will oppose the measure for being puritanical, and others will oppose it for boosting government oversight of private businesses. Zedler, who was among those, Zedler being the guy introducing the bill, mm-hmm. was among those more than a decade ago who formed Decency for Arlington to try to prevent a Hooters restaurant from opening near their neighborhood. He filed the bill this year after talking to a woman at church about her daughter, who began waiting tables at a sexually oriented business and ultimately moved on to stripping, drugs, and prostitution.
Because if there weren't sexually oriented businesses, women would never go into prostitution, right?
Exactly, according to
ridiculous
this wacko.
I submit that going into stripping is a way to avoid having sex for money.
Yes. If I could get paid to just dance around, then, yeah, I would
right.
probably
That's
do
a
that.
Lot more preferable than letting some slimy guy, or, you know, multiple slimy guys, put their hands all over you and their penis inside you.
Yeah, so the article goes on, says he proposed a similar bill in 2007 that never made it out of committee. Under his bill this session, people who work at sexually oriented businesses, such as strip clubs, would have to apply for a license to do their job through the state. To get that license, they would have to meet a variety of requirements, including being at least 18, completing a course about human trafficking, and no one convicted of crimes such as prostitution, obscenity, public lewdness, or sexual assault would be eligible for a license. The bill exempts certain businesses, including non-sexual nudist camps, and companies that employ massage therapists and chiropractors. So here's how they get around it.
Just have everybody
strip
licensed.
Strip club with the chiropractor.
Or massage therapy licensed strippers.
Educational programs at art schools or junior colleges that involve only one nude model would also be exempt. So hold on. If the art school has two nude models, then they have to get the license,
apparently.
Because it says that only have one nude model.
Or maybe one at a time. Maybe they can have more than one model, but only one maybe nude at a time.
I don't know. Many details about the license would be left to
I think the suggestion there is that if you know, if the club wanted to, they could turn themselves into an art school or something like that and claim that they were, you know, give everyone a sketch pad when they walk in.
That's not creepy at all, Ian. Not creepy at all. Many of the details about the license would be left up to the Texas Department of State Health Services, but the bill states that anyone who receives a license would have to wear it while doing their job.
Oh, that's sexy.
Including dancers.
Yeah.
They could wear it around their neck or on their shoes or attach it to a headband, according to the
When's the last time any stripper has performed while wearing a headband? 1983? Has that ever even happened?
I have absolutely no... I've been to exactly two strip clubs. One in Tijuana, Mexico, and it was a very uncomfortable experience because I went with my father and my brother, a very, very attractive dancer came over and was showing me some attention.
Yep.
My dad freaked out. Here's money, go away.
Hold on. He took you to a strip club.
Yes.
Then paid the stripper to leave you alone?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
That's obviously the first time I've ever heard any story about your father, so I don't even know how to process that. Is that common for him?
Basically, imagine growing up with Clark Griswold.
Who's that?
The Clark Chevy Griswold. Chase character from the Vacation movies.
Okay, okay. It's been a while.
That was my father.
Hmm.
So, yeah, he took me to a strip club and then freaked out, gave the stripper money, and said, please leave.
Did you then stay there for a while? Or did we
stayed there for about 10 more minutes before we actually left.
What was the purpose? Was it just a... How old were you at the time?
I was 18.
So it was one of those things, the son has turned 18, let's go take him to see a naked lady.
Strip club and then freak out.
Look but don't touch, that kind of thing.
I really don't know. Like I said, it was very uncomfortable.
Apparently
and the other time I went to a strip club was in South Carolina with my lesbian roommate.
That sounds like more fun. 855 450 free. I've never really had an interest. I've been invited a couple times. Like, nah, no thanks. 855 450 free. You take control. Bring up what you want. Free talk live.
Do you snore? Do you share a room with someone whose snoring keeps you up at night? Finally, for the first time ever, you can put a stop to snoring instantly with Snorebreak. Snorebreak is not a nose or mouthpiece, it's not a drug, and it's not a procedure. Snorebreak is a patented liner that goes beneath the pillowcase and reduces snoring from the very first night. The secret is a fusion of natural extracts that dramatically improve breathing. Snorebreak is comfortable, easy, and virtually undetectable. Snorebreak works, and right now we're sending risk-free trials to listeners in your area. Call 1-800-467-7305. Don't suffer one more sleepless night. Whether it's light snoring or heavy snoring, Snorebreak will help put a stop to it the very first night. Hurry and take part in this limited-time, risk-free trial. Call 1-800-467-7305. That's 1-800-467-7305. Call 1-800-467-7305.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Land in Buenos Aires, then our shuttle to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Cigarettes, strippers, prostitution, bad jobs, urinating on a school bus, being forced to. We've been all over the place here tonight. 855 450 free. Still enough time for you and your thoughts with you. It's Ian.
And Daryl.
Daryl's here, courtesy of FPP.cc. That's his website. Let's go to Howie, listening in Philadelphia. Howie, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Ian. How you doing?
Hey, Daryl's here, too. What's on your mind?
Hey, Daryl.
Hey, Howie.
I want to talk about the subject you were talking about, strippers, but what I was more thinking about was I drove for an escort service.
You drove for one?
Yeah.
Does that mean you would drive a girl to a hotel or something like that?
Yeah, they're basically under the guise of being dates. They can get through the system. It's
right.
A big business. They advertise them like any kind of those, you know, those little papers you find on the street or anything.
Yep.
But
the free weeklies, sure.
It's like prostitution, and they run it around. Like, I would get $30 a call to drive the woman to each of her calls.
Now, were you sitting there the whole time, or would you have to go and...
Yeah, you duck down in the seat. I mean, you try not to attract attention, but then she would call you an hour later, and if you didn't get the call in an hour, you'd call them because you did try to look out for them.
Right. That's what was going to be my next question. Were you also essentially their security guard?
Yeah. You're a protector, but really, I mean, for $30 or $40, they're only going to ask so much for you. But I wanted to just relate a couple things about that business. Those girls work hard. Like, I mean, I used to watch them, and they would take me into the bachelor parties and stuff and let me just drink beer and hang out while I waited and stuff. But, I mean... it's not glamorous. It's a hard, you know, they work hard, and I felt bad for them.
Sure.
Most of them are heroin addicts, actually. They're junkies. Like,
mm-hmm.
A normal person wouldn't push themselves to make that much money, $300, $400 a night. A lot of these girls would shoot, like, 20 bags in a day. Like, you know, it's sad. And, you know, that's the thing you guys always say, like, how bad prohibition is. If a woman or any human being needed to support any kind of habit, even dope, you know, they could do it for a reasonable amount of money and still get up and work every day. It's the inflated cost that causes all the crime and the degradation.
Sure, so it drives them into the business.
Have a problem.
Right,
yeah,
they became escorts or prostitutes because they were addicted, is what you're saying.
Exactly, and I'll tell you what, I don't look down at them at all. I don't value, you know, I don't admire, I don't approve of the things that they had to do to get money, because it's really, it's not a good life. It's hopeless. And really, dope is really death. You know, it's not like cancer.
That's bad news. Doesn't lead to any good place, that's for sure.
It's not. Shooting dope in your arms is not going to give you anything good in your life. But the thing is that they worked hard and they just were trying to survive. I saw them get hit in the face. I saw them try to get their dope and get ripped off and come back with nothing and being dope sick. I've had them calling me, begging me to go help them get a $10 bag just so they weren't so sick. I mean, I really do hold a lot of animosity towards our government. I just wanted to talk about this subject because you were talking about it.
Yeah, thanks for that.
And, you know, it's just, it's not, things can be different, you know. Human beings have problems, and anybody wants to look at a junkie or a crackhead and say, oh, she's a crack whore, she doesn't mean anything.
Well, now, were there any of the girls that you were working with, did they have it together? Like, you said a lot of them were addicts.
When they were young, like 18 or 19, like, they had their whole lives in front of them. They had, like, these problems that led them to turn to, you know, selling their bodies to make money. So I could always see that they were probably going to have problems. But some, did just, like, hustle to make money. They weren't, like, junkies. Like,
right, because I've known those girls. The strippers that I know, one of them was actually doing it to put herself through college. I mean, so there are some of them.
I don't know a lot of strippers. I don't go to that kind of thing. I just don't. I wouldn't waste my money on that.
No, I don't. I've never been to a strip club, but I've known a couple of strippers.
A lot of guys do like that. And you know, I guess it's fun when you're younger. You know, when you're younger, it is fun because I used to go to that. But the thing is, it's like strippers, they're probably different. I think nowadays, all the strippers I hear, they're all like gymnasts. They're all trying to like
outdo each other
with the next maneuver. I heard one like fell off of a railing trying to give some guy a lap dance and killed herself.
So, I'm sure there's all kinds of stories out there, but I imagine that strippers are still as strippers have always been, which is a variety.
Aren't whores. I'd probably say like strippers are probably more you'd find like girls that are just working, getting themselves through college, but. When they change over to like the thing I was helping with the escort, they were like prostitutes. So.
Howie, thanks for the inside scoop, man. I appreciate you responding to that request, and thanks for
the
call tonight.
Daryl.
Yes, sir.
Ian, thanks.
855-450-FREE. That's what I was looking for. Somebody who's been in the business, and every now and then throughout the history of doing the show, we've had the good fortune of having someone call in who is actually a prostitute. We've heard from a female and male prostitutes over the years, and you know it's just interesting when you get someone in that kind of underground circumstance that is willing to talk to you about their experiences and really kind of get into detail with you know and be honest about what it's like on the inside of those worlds. It's fascinating.
Yeah, it is really interesting, and. This legislation that the guy down in Texas is proposing reminded me of a story that I read from Spain where Spanish prostitutes in a certain region have been ordered to wear reflective vests.
Why?
They say it's for their own safety because they're standing really close to the road.
Oh, to the roadside, okay.
But it's basically, it's now a prostitute uniform. So if you're looking for prostitutes...
They're easy to spot.
Yeah, just find the very attractive woman wearing the yellow vest.
Or not so much. Is it legal there? It must be if they're telling them to wear a vest.
I don't know if it's legal or not, but yeah, they've been ordered to wear these vests. And if they aren't wearing the vest, they have a fine of 40 euro. For violating road traffic laws.
Let's go back to the phones and the fun. Kurt's in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Kurt.
Gentlemen, how are you tonight?
Welcome, sir. What's on your mind?
I actually spent several years DJing in some of the not-so-finer strip clubs in the Detroit area.
All right. What do you want to share?
I've seen quite a few overzealous admirers being ejected from the premises.
I bet.
And I can't imagine the effect of putting a person's real name on a badge will have on that once that person leaves, right?
Yeah.
That could make it very dangerous for that young lady.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a reason they have stage names.
Absolutely. Now they're no longer Misty or Desiree or, you know, Silky.
Crystal Chandelier.
Yeah. So, but now, I mean, was there, tell me more about the inside. I mean, were a lot of these girls turning tricks as well? I don't see that as being the case.
You know, I mean, nothing, you know, full on, you know, insertion. You know, there may have been some manipulation.
Well, no, I mean, not in the club. I don't mean in the club, but, like, you know, you would hear things about girls meeting customers afterwards at their houses and things like that.
I was never privy to that, but I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, there were times people would come in and they would have to pay the owner of the bar money to be able to hire girls for the night to make up for the money he's not making, to be able to then pay them to come and do a bachelor party. You know, so, I mean, it's an amazing, you know, sometimes these girls are charged to come to work. Because here you have the ability to make $500 in a night, even at a mid-level club. You know, you get some of these Las Vegas-style clubs in Michigan here, and, I mean, these girls can walk away with $1,000. You know, and it's not...
How many of them were shooting it up their arm or putting it up their nose?
Well, again, not so much that I saw, because, you know, by the time you get to the prostitution end of it, when you're really pushed into that, you know, that's when the drugs start pushing in. I guess I would have been in the gateway, right? You know, this is where they would be, you know, like the girls who do come in and wait tables, if they're pretty, are really pressured to start dancing.
Mm-hmm. I'm curious what you meant when you said that some of the dancers basically have to pay to go to work.
Yeah, you got to come in. You got to give the owner of the club $250 to walk in.
Yep.
Okay, so is that
just a low life owner?
Well, like some hair salons where if you want to rent a booth
just
to do haircutting, so are you renting a pole, basically?
Kind of like that, you know. I mean, but you still have obligations to the bar. You know, you have to sell drinks. I mean, that's your number one job, to sell a $7 drink, and then. Basically, from there, you have to dance up on the stage in rotation. So there's always a girl up on stage and maybe on the side stage. And
why did you leave, Kurt? Why did you quit that gig?
Because I got my full time gig where I'm at right now. Mm-hmm. It's a postal service, and it had actually.
You left a strip club DJ job for the postal service.
Well, you know, I mean, there's only so much you can do there. You know, I mean,
yeah.
I didn't want to be the type of DJ that. So I saw some of those guys being, you know, I didn't, yeah, they would charge girls $25. You know, if you want this song, it's $25.
Wow.
You know, and then, you know, it'd be crazy. I mean, but I didn't want to have to do that.
Thank you for sharing your story and experience tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. And I guess we'll see you at the Liberty Forum, right? I think he's already hung up. Oh, yes, he did say two weeks. That is correct. The 21st through the 24th of February. See you then online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com. We'll see you tomorrow night as well.
Are you in trouble with the IRS? Tax Debt Relief Centers wants to give you a free consultation to give you real relief. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief. If you owe the IRS or state $15,000 or more, call us for a free, no-obligation consultation. We can help with liens and wage garnishments. Get freedom. 800-714-9653. That's 800-714-9653. Help is here. Call 800-714-9653.
In every age, a technology is created that bends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.